Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
So I've mostly avoided the Trump legal cases on this channel for a number of reasons. First and foremost, it is because I don't really find presidential politics on a day-to-day basis very interesting, and make no mistake about it, these cases are political. And the second reason is the exact thing that I told Destiny when I debated him at the Modern Day Debates Con, which is none of these cases would be brought up against any other president except for President Trump. Well, this case in New York is actually unique and different, and it is worthy of discussion because not only would this case not be brought up against any other president, but this case would not be brought against any other person on planet Earth. These laws have never been used in such a way. The fine is ridiculous, and I think we need to talk about it because this is a precedent-setting disaster in the state of New York. It's absolutely criminal what they did, so much so that Governor Kathy Hochul has basically been doing a press tour assuring people that these rules only apply to the evil orange man. Now we're going to get into that, but before we do, this video is sponsored, so let me toss it to the sponsor, then I'll come back over here and we'll talk about it on the other side. America's enemies are making moves to try to displace the US dollar as the world reserve currency. This is all being accelerated by the fact that there are conflicts that have broken out in Israel, Ukraine, and in Yemen, and our national debt is surging, now at $33 trillion, which has gold at the price of $2,100. Back when the national debt was $23 trillion, gold was $1,500. So there appears to be some correlation between the two. This is why so many Americans are diversifying their portfolio, hedging against inflation by adding precious metals to it. And if you go to National Gold Group, you can get a free consultation and investor's guide on how you can do the same. All you have to do is call them at 866-826-8603, and you can get your consultation with world-class American-based customer service. Again, that number is 866-826-2603. It's always a risk with any investment, and past performance is not necessarily a guarantee of future results. Now, the first thing that you need to understand about what President Trump is accused of in this particular civil case brought to us by Attorney General Letitia James is how it started, what the beginning point was, the origin. And that is, on the campaign trail, Letitia James promised that she would find something to prosecute then President Trump for because that's how she wanted to get elected for office. So already from the jump, we have a major problem because what is supposed to happen in the American system, not this authoritarian disaster state that we live in, is that you are supposed to find evidence of a case, then investigate, not just go on a fishing expedition, hope that you find something that you could attach to the evil orange man or your political opponents, which both is true in this particular case, and then prosecute using applications of law that have never been used in that way in order to make a big political statement. But that's exactly what happened here. Letitia James decided that she was going to have a civil case related to supposed fraud that the evil orange man committed against investment banks when he was trying to get money in order to finance real estate developments.
In this case, even the bank that was supposedly defrauded testified and said, we didn't lose anything. We want to do business with this guy again. We'd like to. But the judge said, no. Let's penalize this developer for $355 million.
Now, usually when there's a case of fraud, you would have a victim. And that seems like it would be the bank in this situation because they were the creditor. And according to Letitia James' Attorney General's office, what ended up happening was that the evil orange man would inflate the value of his real estate assets in order to get more credit from banks and then deflate them for tax purposes according to a tax assessment value. And that is clear and obvious evidence of fraud. And to the layman out there in the audience, that might sound like it's true. But the thing is, it's not evidence of fraud. In fact, this is a common practice in real estate development, and the banks are not alleging that they're victims. In fact, bankers actually testified at the evil orange man's civil case saying that they would do business with Trump again. And this is significant because Trump actually does have a history of inflating projects, saying that the building is his when he just licensed his name. And there have been lawsuits in the past over those issues in the past, but this is not one of those cases. This is not one of those instances. This is Letitia James deciding that on behalf of no one, the banks were defrauded and that she wants to prosecute the evil orange man like her campaign promise said she would do. And this is where we run into major problems because you have no victim in this particular crime or non-crime if we're being perfectly accurate. Now look, another reason why I try to avoid the orange man cases is because the media covering these cases tends to be ridiculously over-the-top partisan. If you go to a left-leaning source, then Trump is the greatest fraudster to ever live. He eats babies, and then he kills the mothers, and then he eats the placenta, and I know that sounds disgusting, and I don't even apologize for putting that image in your head. And then on right-wing media, they're defending Trump no matter what. He's innocent. He's correct about everything. He tells the truth. Even when he changes what he's saying, both things are true at the same time. So it's just a disaster to do research on these particular cases. But the thing is, Reason.com, which is a libertarian outlet and not really a fan of the evil orange man, actually put out a very interesting piece that I'm going to be reading from and linking in full so you can understand what my issue is with this particular case and what should be your issue with this particular case, because this should transcend all partisanship, because in actuality, this sets a dangerous precedent. So much so that Governor Kathy Hochul is going around explaining how it's not really precedent and you shouldn't worry about it because it only applies to the evil orange man. It only applies to her political opponents, Letitia James' political opponents, and the Democratic Party's political opponents, which again sets an even worse precedent in my opinion. So let's get into this piece so you can understand the exact problems, the many constitutional rights violations, and all these other issues with this particular case that maybe, even if you hate the evil orange man, will make you think twice before you start endorsing it.
Actually, it's closer to half a billion with a 9% interest, assuming it'll take 18 to 2 years to actually settle this in an appeal, which I think it should be appealed. He'll work hard to raise it. I think he can do it. But I don't think this case is about Trump anymore at all, because you heard the governor of New York come out yesterday and say, look, everybody, don't be scared about doing business in New York, because the only people we prosecute are people like Donald Trump who don't behave well.
So as it says in the Reason piece, Donald Trump has been ordered to pay a $355 million fine and has been barred from doing business in New York State for 3 years. Judge Arthur Engerwan ordered Trump to essentially pay all of his cash reserves of $400 million, which, if the fine is upheld, would force Trump to sell some of his real estate holdings to raise the cash to live on. Once interest is added, the fine will rise to $450 million, and this is added on top of the case involving E. Jean Carroll, who he allegedly defamed by denying her sexual assault allegations. Now, these fines, if enforced, and depending on whether or not the evil orange man pays before or after the interest penalty is added, would represent 11 to 13% of the evil orange man's alleged wealth, which seems like an insane proportion of money based on on the fact that the evil orange man has not been accused by anyone he's actually done business with related to this case of any type of fraud. Again, the bank said that they would do business with him again. They did not bring this complaint to Letitia James. She decided to bring this up on a fishing expedition, and it's going to cost a former president of the United States of America 11 to 13% of his wealth if this is upheld, which honestly, I'm really hoping that it's not. Now, this bars the evil orange man and his two sons, Eric and Don Jr., from running the business in the state of New York for 3 years, but it allows Ivanka Trump to run the businesses, but it also requires them to have an independent monitor of those businesses, which is a circuit judge called Barbara Jones, who is in no way, shape, or form qualified to micromanage a company of this size. She has no experience in this particular field, so it also imposes an almost death penalty on the Trump businesses by having this incompetent person that, again, has no business in this position forcing down different rules and regulations on the Trump company. Now, they can hire an independent monitor, but again, that doesn't really do much for Trump's business process.
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
So not only does this target him in such a way that's going to force him to sell some of his assets, not only does this set a terrible precedent, but it also kneecaps his businesses going forward because you have a judge and or a judge-appointed independent monitor micromanaging all of his stuff, even though they have no stake in the game and no qualifications. Again, absurd in every possible way.
Well, my point is there's never been a case like this in 75 years. Everything you just listed off is done by every real estate developer everywhere on earth in every city. This has never, ever been prosecuted. But here's the real point that people in New York should concern themselves with. You can put your money anywhere. I'm a real estate developer. Do you think there's a chance I would ever take a chance on New York again? New York is turning itself into a flyover state.
Now, it is important for you guys to understand that the laws being used in this particular case have never, ever in the history of the state of New York been applied in this way. And again, like I said, the bankers that are allegedly the victims, according to Letitia James's office, did not complain about this. In fact, they testified not only that they would do business on the evil orange man's behalf, but they did not just take his net worth at face value. In fact, banks will often do their own interpretation, because this is a common practice, their own evaluation in order to figure out the credit worthiness of the person that they're doing business with. Because essentially what you're dealing with a lot of the time in real estate is speculative investment.
Wouldn't there be many companies who would not want to do business or loan money to people like yourself or investors if they know that they can get away with fraud and there's no recourse to protect them?
Excuse me, what fraud? This is not about Trump anymore. When you get a developer that builds a building and he says it's worth $400 million and he wants to borrow $200 million from a bank, which happens every day, everywhere on earth, including every American city, every developer is an entrepreneur. They shine the light on their building and they say it's worth $400. The bank does its own due diligence, as was done in this case, because they're very good at it. The banks are very good. And they say, no, it's worth $300. We're only going to loan you $150 million. That haggling has gone on for decades. That's how it works.
So basically what normally happens is you have a developer, they go to a bank and they say, hey, I have these assets. I think they're worth, let's say, $400 million as collateral in order to get a loan in order to build something else. And the bank says, oh, that's interesting. We sent our own people out there. They say it's actually only worth $200 million. So we're going to reduce the amount that we're going to lend you, or we're going to raise the interest rates for what you're going to pay for said loan. So the bankers testified that, of course, in standard business practice, they did that in this particular case, which is why they're not complaining at all. They're not claiming fraud or anything like that, because this was a good business deal for both ends. They both benefited from this. But again, it's not about whether or not there was actual fraud. The laws clearly and obviously don't cover this because they've never been enforced in this particular way. It's about Letitia James raising her political capital and getting a big fine number against the evil orange man, because isn't the evil orange man evil and orange? Now, some left-leaning partisan hack legal experts will say, hey, look, the law does cover this because the vague language in the law could be interpreted, even though it has never been interpreted in this way, to mean that this is technically fraud, whether or not either side or either party is actually alleging to be a victim in this particular scenario. But in reality, this is all about smearing the evil orange man's name, attempting to bankrupt him going into the 2024 election, because we cannot help but notice the timing of this particular case. But in the process, I would just want to go over the constitutional rights that they violated of, again, a former president. If they can do this to the evil orange man, they can do this to all of you out there in the audience at the drop of a hat with a vaguely worded piece of legislation, which is why this is important. But let's get into it. So in this case, they violated Trump's First Amendment right, which is the right to freedom of speech and freedom of the press, his Fifth Amendment right not to be deprived of liberty or property without due process of law, his Fifth Amendment right not to have property taken away from him except for public use with just compensation being paid, his Eighth Amendment right not to be made to pay an excessive fine, his Article 4, Section 2 right as a citizen of Florida to do, make, and enforce contracts in New York on the same terms as our other New Yorkers, and his 14th Amendment right to be free to pursue an occupation without unnecessary and burdensome regulation. Now, at the end of this piece, it calls for the New York Court of Appeals, which, by the way, is the highest court in the state of New York. It's actually above the Supreme Court, which might sound confusing, but that's just the layout of the New York judicial system, to overturn this case. And if they don't overturn this case, it calls for the Supreme Court to do so. And I very much agree.
Why would we go to New York? Why take the risk? My only point is, did we just diminish the great state of New York and the great people of New York? And shouldn't they ask for better management so they don't become a flyover state? Remember, New York has the highest taxes in the country, the worst regulatory environment, and it's incredibly mismanaged. And I'm pointing out now, on top of that, you get this insanity, a victimless crime. And forget about Trump. It's not about Trump. I don't care about Trump in this. I care about America, and I care about entrepreneurship, and I care about democracy and the fairness. The judicial system is now being criticized. People are asking themselves, the bar of New York, is this judge rational to charge $355 million in a case where no one lost any money? Is that good for the people of New York? Should the people of New York wake up to this and say, what's happening to us? Why is this becoming so perverse? Why are we the focus of this injustice? And I have nothing to do with Trump. I'm not supporting Trump. I'm supporting American entrepreneurship. And New York is slowly becoming the number one loser state in America.
One of the reasons why I've been playing clips from this conversation on CNN with the Shark Tank guy talking about how disastrous this is so that you guys can understand that this actually isn't about the evil orange man. This isn't about President Trump. This is about whether or not it is acceptable for an attorney general to look for a crime rather than have evidence to start an investigation, apply laws in ways that they've never been applied to go after her political opponents, and the state of New York will let them get away with it. And the broader implications, which are the precedent that will be set that other real estate developers will have to worry about going forward. Look, I'm not someone who's insane for the evil orange man. I'm not someone who blindly supports the guy. I tend to believe if the evil orange man pursues policies that I agree with, then I will support him in that. And if he pursues policies that I disagree with, then I will not support him in that, because I'm a normal, sane person. But this is beyond the evil orange man. This has to do with the rule of law. And that's what I am all about. That's what I am interested in. And this is a clear and obvious violation of that. And And if there was an equivalent case of a selective prosecution on the other side, I would root for the overturning of that precedent. And those of you who have watched this channel for a long time and watched me talk about specific cases where left-wingers were the ones being targeted by the criminal justice system, or there was a unique aspect of law being applied to them that didn't make sense, know that to be true. This is one of those instances. So try to set aside your biases either in favor or against the evil orange man and realize what is going on in the state of New York. And more importantly, what New York Democrats like Letitia James will do, what they will break in order to go after him. Because that's the real danger of the evil orange man. It's not necessarily what he will do, because Trump will say all kinds of crazy things, but then in terms of policy, he'll have to have his actual officials construct that, and it's usually within regular parameters, despite his ridiculous rhetoric surrounding that. But what these people actually do in response to their hatred of the evil orange man is a real danger. They can talk all day about how the orange man has authoritarian tendencies, but bending and twisting the law, deciding to target somebody who is your political opponent, using applications and assessing crazy fines against those opponents, this is third world banana republic stuff. This is authoritarian stuff. And this is the stuff that we gotta watch out for, because if they can get away with it in this particular incident to some guy that's a billionaire, some guy who's a former president of the United States of America, some guy who was a staple in New York business, in real estate, in the state of New York for decades, they can do this to anyone. They can crush anyone, and you should be concerned about that. But hey, those are just my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you like this video, then show them by leaving a like. You can subscribe for more content. You can follow me on all my social medias. Support me via the support links in the description of this video. This has been me talking about a disastrous precedent. Till next time.